This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Just got the first Tiger lineup of the year, and it's interesting. We'll get to that in 4 minutes. 248-539-9797. Phone calls, feedback, Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Sean in Pontiac is next here on 97.1. Hi, Sean.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up?
Well, I got two things for you. I'll make my comments, and then you can come back at me. Number one, as much as I love Josh Reynolds, I do like the idea that the Lions can now get that prototypical 6'2 to 6'4 wide receiver that can run our old Herman Moore corner fade and go up and grab some stuff. Mm-hmm. I think they need height at wide receiver. That's my first one. And then I'll take a step back on Javi for a minute. Let's just own him up to the fact that Al Avila and his crew wasted a lot of money on a lot of talent over the course of their GM time. Get him out of here. That kid that came up that played shortstop and hit the cover off the ball during spring training should have got his attempt. Call it even, and let's move the Tigers forward and start developing talent like they really want to, and not be hamstrung by some contract with a guy that's more worried about collecting a paycheck than playing good baseball.
So did you hear earlier when we went over Ryan Kreidler's minor league stats, career minor league stats?
I didn't, no.
They're awful.
Yeah, they're not good. As a hitter, minor league, back when he was in college, it was nothing special. And as a Tiger in 100 at-bats, he's batting like 140. I think it was a 240 hitter in the minors. I think what they wanted to do is to see him hit for maybe a little bit at the minor league level. He got off to a great start in spring. And for them to really feel comfortable, they want to make sure that, you know, it's not going to be this yo-yo up and down, up and down, up and down thing. Show that you can hit. Continue to hit. He's pissed off, and he should be pissed off. Because, yeah, you can make the argument he deserved to be there out of spring training based on how he hit. But his track record isn't there yet where you can officially say that. And I think it coincides with them being on a short leash with Javi Baez. And Javi, you got to show us something. If you don't, we're going to release you and we're going to bring up the kid, because that's just what's best for the organization at this time. So I think there's a real sense of urgency for Javi Baez to start hitting early this season.
So here's my counter. They got an anchor in Javi versus a yo-yo and a kid that hit 240, which is way better than Javi's hit the last 2 years. So I guess I get it. I know these young guys that kind of prove themselves out. That said, Javi's had 2+ years to prove himself out. He came off a year coming in here that they obviously overpaid him. So
yeah,
I'm excited to see how it moves.
No, there's no question. In hindsight, it was a horrible signing. You know, there were a bunch of shortstops available that year as free agents, and they went the Javi route. They didn't want to pony up and pay Carlos Correa, who's been hurt each of the first 2 years with Minnesota, but you knew that was going to be the case. But when Correa plays, he's great. And that's the difference. When Correa plays, he's great. Javi plays every day, and he's terrible. You know, Corey Seager was really good. The other shortstops are available that free agent period. They've proven to be a heck of a lot better than Javi Baez, but hitting .238 and .222 over the last 2 years and declining, that's not good. An OPS that goes from .671, which is terrible to begin with, down to .593 last year, that's pathetic. He knows it. He's been working on it. I don't think he goes into the thing, I'm just going to collect a paycheck. I think he's trying to get better. He just might be incapable of it. He's north of 30, and this is when careers go on the downside. And when they go quickly in baseball. I think they'll make a decision quickly.
Yeah, look, the Kreidler thing, and you use the number 240. He never hit 240 at the major league level. And at the minor league level, he has struggled at the plate. It was a great spring. It was promising. And I think it's worthy of further evaluation. But I'm not surprised they sent him down.
Yeah. And is he a better fielder than Javi Baez? And that could be what gets him back up.
Could be. I still don't know that you want to be rookie second baseman, rookie shortstop, rookie center fielder, three or four positions up the middle, manned by rookies. If they're all great and capable, that's awesome. But you start getting that Pistons feel.
Yeah, but they'd be technically rookies, right? I mean, no doubt Colt Keith is. But Parker Meadows had 125 at-bats last year, and you've got Kreidler had 100 at-bats in his major league career to this point. I mean, yes, they are technically rookies based on that and those numbers. You need 130 at-bats to lose your rookie status.
248-539-9797. Okay, Tigers opening day lineup. Leading off at third base, Andy Ibañez.
So no Gio Urshela in the first game. It's Andy Ibañez, who is nowhere near the fielder, but he does hit lefties.
But against the lefty, yep. Spencer Torkelson will hit second and first. Riley Green in left field hitting third. Mark Canna is the DH hitting cleanup. Matt Vierling in right field will hit fifth. Colt Keith at second base hits sixth. Jake Rogers. Do you?
I hate it already.
Jake Rogers will catch and hit seventh. Javi Baez at shortstop hits eighth. Parker Meadows in center field hits ninth. What do you hate about it?
Almost everything.
Canna, Vierling.
Ibañez playing third base. I don't like that part of it. I'd rather see go with the defense, have Urshela at third base, who, by the way, he can hit lefties, so why not? You've got Mark Canna as the DH and putting Vierling in the outfield. I don't love Vierling. If anything, how about having Ibañez be the DH? But maybe they don't want to do that in case there's an injury to a middle infielder and then you need to do that.
So you're putting Vierling at third?
No, I would have put Urshela. I would start Urshela.
Would you?
Yeah.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But first game of the season. See how it works.
It took almost 35 seconds before Gator was disappointed in this Tiger season.
It was awesome. No, and just to get into the lineup, too. Like, you know, when we take – I mean – what's up with this lineup?
We did this thing like an hour ago where I'm talking about hitting lefties. And, okay, here's the thing. Canna and Urshela are both veterans you add to this lineup, and they can both hit lefties. Okay. And then there's no Urshela. And another reason why you want Urshela out there is for his defense, and he's not out there. Andy Ibañez can hit lefties. I expected him to be in the lineup because he can hit a lefty, but he can't field. It's a domino effect.
It's funny. I thought this season we spent the first 2 hours and 52 minutes talking about the fact that there's hope. First lineup comes out, Gator's like, I hate it.
Torkelson hitting second, and Riley Green hitting third. I think that's interesting to have, but they've been doing this all spring, having those guys like that. How about Colt Keith?
I mean, Mark Canna hitting cleanup. I'm like, where's Miggy?
Colt Keith hitting sixth. Interesting. Baez down hitting eighth. Okay. You know, let's see it. I'd rather see Parker Meadows leading off. utilize his speed. But hey, I'm not the manager. It's okay. I'll not thrilled with it, but it's baseball. We haven't even played a game yet. Let's see how they play. Haven't even played a game. I don't love it.
A ton of feedback coming in with bold-ass predictions. Marlon writes in, bold-ass prediction, Javi Baez will win the batting title in Korea. Next one, Riley Green will hit over 310 and play 145 games. That's from an unnamed texter.
That's bold on both counts. More bold with the batting average, I think.
Mo writes in, bold-ass prediction, Doug and Scott will have GM Jeff Greenberg in studio to play. Are you going to eat that with Javi's contract?
Is that white meat, Doug?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,